You know how sometimes you're just so mad at someone, you just have to type out a quick, angry email, and then as soon as you hit the send button, you realize you should have not sent that message. If you use Gmail and you realize your mistake quickly enough, you can get that email back before it does any damage.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
That's right, this is the Computer Tutor Podcast. Thank you for taking the time to spend a few minutes with me here today. My name is Scott Johnson, and I'm a computer geek. I do computer repair here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. And by remote access, I work with clients all over the country. I fix computers, I sell laptops, I build websites. I do pretty much anything computer related, and I've been doing this since 1999. So if I can help you in some way with your computer, give me a call, 727-254-9078, or just email me at pctutor@gmail.com. Now, today's computer tip can be seen at my website at computertutorflorida.com/070. So let's get started. Today, we're talking about something that has happened to a lot of people, sending out an impulsive email and immediately regretting it. Maybe your boss made you work late on Christmas Eve and you just have a few choice words to indicate that you were not happy about that. Perhaps someone you know was talking about you behind your back, and that got you really upset. Or, you know, maybe it wasn't even an angry email. Maybe you sent an email to a coworker that was just way too personal or inappropriate. There are really lots of situations where we wish we could take back our words. Sometimes we just react without thinking. If you think about it, this has always been true, but technology actually may have made it worse. I mean, like 50 years ago, if you wanted to send someone a message and they weren't nearby, you either had to make a long-distance phone call, and hey, there's a phrase our kids will probably never use, a long-distance phone call, or probably the more common way of communicating was actually to mail a handwritten letter. But that meant you had to write out the letter, stick it in an envelope, then you had to go find a stamp, and then go drop it in a mailbox somewhere. So by going through all of that process, you really may have had enough time to think, and you could have come to the conclusion that sending that letter might not be a good idea. Or if you did actually send it, you could try to chase down the mailman and talk him into giving it back to you. Well, with the wide availability of email and virtually instant communication now, we've sped up that whole process, and as a result, we've lost some of that thinking time. I mean, if you're on your computer and you see something your boss just posted on the company website, you could have an email written and sent in a minute or two, which gives you no time at all to consider how stupid it was to send that message. Well, this is a case where using Gmail might save you your job, or it might preserve a friendship that would be damaged if that email actually made it all the way to its intended recipient. Gmail has this feature called Undo Send, where you can cancel an email that you just sent. It can be very handy in certain situations, but there are some restrictions. First of all, you have to use the web-based version of Gmail. That means you have to be at gmail.com. If you use Outlook or Windows Live Mail or some other software to retrieve your email, this won't work. The other factor is you have to come to your senses pretty quickly. From the time you click the send button, you only have 30 seconds to grab it back. After that, there's nothing you can do to keep it from being read by the other person. Also, this is not something that's already set up for you. You have to actually choose this option in Gmail ahead of time. So to do that, you go to gmail.com, click on the gear icon in the top right, and then choose settings in the drop-down menu. Click on the Labs tab, then scroll down until you see the option called Undo Send. Click on Enable, then click Save Settings at the bottom of that page. At this point, it's all set up, but you really should try it out so you're familiar with it just in case you ever need to use it. just compose an email to someone as a test, then click the send button. Now, if you look at the top, you'll see a notification that says message has been sent. And right after that, there's a link that says undo. Just click undo and your message will not be sent. Pretty simple. If you send out an angry email but wait too long and the undo button has disappeared, that message has been sent and cannot be taken back. So you better start thinking of how you're going to handle that situation. And incidentally, as you look at the list of features in Gmail's Labs area, you might see some other things you might want to try. They've got some pretty interesting things in there, and they want you to try them out and see how they work. So don't be afraid to use some of the features they've got listed there. And now I'm going to ask you, do you have a question about your computer? An idea for a future podcast, maybe? Maybe even a comment on this episode or some previous episode? If you do, I want to hear it. You can email me at pctutor@gmail.com, or you can call my podcast voicemail line at 727-386-9468. It's available 24/7, and it's never answered by a human being. So, I will look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.